Finn, and you're listening to Finn's Friday Forecast. Again, wow, what a week. After I won the Faces Magazine Award 2 weeks ago, it has been a whirlwind. I gave 3 interviews to regional newspapers and 2 radio interviews, one at our local radio station and one at CBC Radio 1. Although they were interested, they couldn't pay me as much as BTR does. So let's do what I'm hired for. This weekend's forecast. Most of the cold is behind us. It is still -4, which feels like -7. But I don't see the negative double digits coming back soon. Snow is rolling in from the east. It might hit us already at the end of the afternoon and definitely during the evening. There is a possibility of up to 10 centimeters of snow. At night, a low of -7 degrees. The snow continues all night and into the early Saturday morning. Later on Saturday, a mix of sun and clouds with a high of 0 degrees. Saturday night is mainly clear with a low of -8, which feels like -13. Sunday is mainly sunny with less than 10% chance of precipitation, a high of +2, and at night a low of -5. Expect double-digit plus temperatures in the middle of the coming week. But for those who are thinking of changing their winter tires already, I can only say, March came in like a lamb, so it will no doubt go out like a lion. From the unceded territory of the Algonquin Nation in Kempville, Ontario, this was your BTR Weatherman Finn, voted Ottawa's best podcaster of 2024. Only on blasttheradio.com. Back to Zoe and the Milkman. See ya!
We made it to Friday, Zoe Thorne.
It's Fri-yay.
How did Fri-yay become a thing?
I mean, I always say yay on Friday, so I think it just was a very simple switch of a letter and then took off from there.
I'd be curious to know what the origins of that are, though.
I think someone was just like, Fry, yay!
I guess. Hey, we got huge response to our show yesterday. Thank you so much. Yeah, the Frank thing that I was completely oblivious to.
Yeah.
There are a lot of people laughing their ass off at me right now. How did you not know that? It's so your sense of humor, Milkman. So I need to go shopping at Canadian Tire. And I guess you got a follow from them after you tagged them yesterday?
I did. I'm like nice. So starstruck. Honestly, I don't know what to do right now. They commented and they followed me and I was just about ready to plot. I couldn't.
Because Canadian Tire followed you? That's
yes.
All it takes?
Oh my gosh. I've been such an addict of Canadian Tire for so long, but like, don't feel too bad because Mr. Handsome and I, we went and, you know, my Whoppers Eggies obsession has led me to Canadian Tire more than once this month, but he needed to get a few things for his home and he did not know about the Frank Brand situation. So don't worry. I had to explain it while we were in the store together. You're not the only person, but I'm glad more notoriety is going to this like brilliant marketing
that they have. We should adopt something similar for this podcast. We really should.
Yeah.
We're not stealing it from Canadian Tire. We're just borrowing it.
Yeah.
Permanently. There is a difference.
Never giving it back.
It's Yow, your Ottawa webcast is what that stands for. I want to welcome a new listener, Ireland, with some great comments on the show yesterday. She really, really enjoys the banter. She's learning a lot about Ottawa as well. She is from out of town, so that is great, great news. Connect with all of our past episodes on our website, Yow Show, yowshow.ca. And, of course, you will also find us on Spotify. Time to talk movies with Keith Whittier from Ottawa Life Magazine, wittywhittier.com. Hey, Keith.
Hi there. Let's kick this off with the umpteenth, you know, sequel, reboot, Ghostbusters Frozen Empire. This is the latest Ghostbusters movie. I want to believe we're at 5 now. And it's kind of a mixing of the old with the Dan Aykroyd, Bill Murray, Ernie Hudson, as well as the new, including Paul Rudd, Finn Wolfhard and McKenna Grace. I enjoyed this movie. I'm not the biggest Ghostbusters film, but I don't feel that it's doing anything to hurt the franchise. Basically, we're back in the big city. We've got this ghost that's out there that can turn everything back to the ice ages. And of course, our heroes have to save the day. This is some enjoyable fun. Probably one of the most entertaining characters for me is the McKenna Grace character, who is, of course, is the granddaughter of Harold Ramis's Spengler. It's an enjoyable film. Will I be thinking about this movie 6 months from now? Probably not. But if you're heading to the theater this weekend and you're looking for something to check out, you really can't go wrong with Ghostbusters Frozen Empire.
Well, I guess they're just trying to bring that classic to the new generation, but I'm glad to hear that it wasn't a total flop to you.
Have they at least updated the song?
Well, I would like to say yes, but the song is iconic and song is back again. So yes, the song is definitely the original Who You Gonna Call is definitely there. Although there are some people who think the best Ghostbusters song is On Our Own by Bobby Brown, but there are also some people who think
nobody
that Elvis
thinks
is still
that.
Alive. So
no.
There you go.
Yeah. All right. What else you got for us for this weekend?
Okay, the other one, I mean, there's quite a few this weekend, but I always like to bring you two. So the other one that I'm going to bring you, again, everything that is old is new again. We have a new Roadhouse movie. Of course, many people remember the 80s film with Patrick Swayze. Right. And this is an updated version starring Jake Gyllenhaal. In it, he plays a bouncer / enforcer of sorts who's hired by a bar called, appropriately enough, the Roadhouse, to come in and help clean things up because things are getting a little too violent there. Of course, we've got that, you know, that nasty property developer who wants the land, and the only business who hasn't sold to him is the Roadhouse, and he keeps sending his goons there to mess things up. One of which played by UFC fighter Conor McGregor in his acting debut. His character is completely over the top, but a lot of people would say, well, so is McGregor.
Uh-huh.
Jake Gyllenhaal doesn't mail this in. It's an enjoyable film. You can catch it on Prime Video if you don't want to leave your house this snowy weekend and or deal with people texting through a movie. Sit back and relax at home and watch Roadhouse, which for what it is, it's an enjoyable film. They didn't take it too seriously. I don't think you should either. It's an enjoyable watch.
From Bubble Boy to Bouncer, Jake Gyllenhaal, huh?
There it is.
I just always, like, anytime I hear Roadhouse just brings me to that, like, Family Guys episode where Peter Griffin is just going around and, like, Roadhouse just everything. And it's
like... He gives us his movie reviews for each and every weekend, Fridays on Yow, your Ottawa webcast. He is Keith Whittier. WhittyWhittier.com is his website. Ladies and gentlemen, live from Handsome House, Zoe Thorne.
We got your news nuggets, the nuggets of news, morsels of information ready for you.
Can you imagine CNN or one of the big starting their newscast off like we do?
Maybe I'd tune in more then.
Well, you know?
I feel like it'd be a good segue into like some really depressing stories.
That's the challenge, though. And that's what I got to be careful of, is I don't lead in with like some horrific news story after that lighthearted intro. And thank you for those, by the way. I love it. News nuggets. An Arnprior man has been playing Encore for ages, shoved his ticket in a drawer last July, looked at it finally last week to discover he was a $1 million winner. Can you imagine?
Oh my gosh, that's amazing. I have a great opportunity for him. It's in the podcast, webcast range.
Oh, yeah.
That if he's looking to invest, yeah,
right.
I think that,
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Get in touch at yowshow.ca, perhaps?
Yeah.
Yes. Can you imagine, though? He's like sitting on that since July, completely unaware he had $1 million. Anyway, wants to pay off his mortgage, wants to invest. There you go.
Okay, let's go.
The City of Ottawa says contractors mistakenly moved those barriers that were across that new pedestrian bridge that is going to connect Carlton U to Vincent Massey Park earlier this week. They have put the barriers back in place. They hope to have that open soon. Meanwhile, our beloved Commando Bridge, as we've dubbed it, could be open as soon as next week, weather permitting. Fingers crossed.
I love that they just like removed them for one day and everyone's like, oh my God, it's open. Just like straight across. And then no, move it back.
Ottawa's photo radar and red light cameras, pardon me, caught hundreds. We're talking hundreds of emergency responders speeding and running red lights in Ottawa. Now, some of them were absolutely legit. If they're on their way to an emergency, of course, They can go through the lights, et cetera, and speed through zones. They have to. It's part of the deal. 632 tickets issued to Ottawa Police, Ottawa Fire Service, and Ottawa Paramedic Service. However, like we said, some of them are legit. The Ottawa Police Chief has said any officer who is ticketed, if it's not an emergency, they will have to explain themselves. The officer themselves would be responsible for paying any fine if warranted.
Well, and this is why I found it kind of ridiculous that the OC Transpo bus drivers would not be responsible. Like, remember you brought that news nugget up?
Yeah, fair point.
Like, why? Yeah, I don't know.
We don't know the why. We just give you the news.
Yeah. We don't know why. We know Z. So
Z for Zoe. The city is finally upgrading its paramedic dispatch system, by the way. We've had the same dispatch system now for 20 years. That's criminal. Come on.
That sounds almost archaic, maybe even like retro. They could maybe sell it. It could be worth some money now.
Think how much has changed in the last 20 years. Like, you get a new phone every, what, 2 or 3 years now? 20 years? The same emergency dispatch system? Anyway, the new medical priority dispatch system will be more accurate and sort calls to make sure that the most critical ones get the fastest response. Wow.
Good.
Metro, you know, that other grocery chain?
Yes, the one that isn't going to get boycotted.
Well, yeah, sadly, their produce distribution center on Old Innes Road is shutting down in May. 41 employees will lose their jobs.
Oh, I'm so sorry to all the employees.
And there was a really, it was a sad story, but it was kind of cute. Last Sunday, a 2-year-old boy in Orleans somehow managed to stick his fingers down the drain in a bathroom sink. They got stuck. Fire department had to come and bust up the sink and then cut the drain out, and they had him out front in like a Superman blanket, and they had to like splint his fingers, etc., and they went at it with a Sawzall. Anyway, they were able to cut this whole thing away. The boy is okay. They showed up on his street the other day just to check on him, fire trucks and all, and he got to have a little fun hanging out with the fire department with his heart not pounding through his chest in fear. So nice little PR move from the fire department there.
Yes, definitely.
Your news nuggets.
This is your Empowerment Coach Susie with today's Empowerment Moment. Harness your inner strength, overcome life's harsh realities, and thrive to become the best you. Within you lies an infinite fountain of power that is there to help you conquer any challenge that comes your way. Trust in this resource of resilience to navigate your journey ahead with confidence. It's all about perspective and how you choose to embrace the events of your life, happy or not so happy. Find more daily tips online. Look for Power Coach Susie on all social media platforms.
We still don't have an official name for it, but I'm leaning towards, let me just try this on for size. Let me know what you think, Zoe, okay?
Okay.
Your auto what to do list.
I'm not mad at it.
Okay.
That's for sure. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Things to do this weekend, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th.
Yeah. We need to definitely get a little jingle or something going.
Well, that's your job.
Okay. If you are a sports lover, this weekend has you covered. Saturday starting at 1 p.m. The PWHL is at TD Place, Ottawa versus Toronto.
Nice.
On Sunday. Yeah. On Sunday, starting at 2 p.m., the 67s are playing the Brantford Bulldogs at TD Place. Also Sunday, Sens are facing off against the Edmonton Oilers starting at 6 p.m. at the Canadian Tire Center.
I don't like the Sens' chances in that game, just saying.
Oh.
Gotta Go be team. Real. Gotta be. Yay, sports.
Yay, sports. It's the start of the sweetest season. Head out to your local sugar bush and learn all about the process of making maple syrup and eat as many pancakes as you can. Look for tickets for some of local favorites like Vanier Sugar Shack, the Log Farm in Nepean, Stanley's Old Maple Lane Farm in the countryside south of Ottawa, and so many more.
Yum.
Yum. Trying to hide from the cold weather is also a great idea this weekend. The International Film Festival is still in town till Sunday. The Mayfair Theater tonight will be playing cinema's first Nasty Woman, Queens of Destruction at 7 p.m. and Archangels at 9 p.m. Check out the iffo.ca website for the full schedule and locations. Of course, being a radio show. We also want to give you all the live music you can look forward to here in the city over the weekend. Tonight, Jeff Rostock will be at the Bronson Center and starting at 6:30 p.m. Jeff is an indie artist from Long Island, New York, known for his former band, Bomb the Music Industry. Also tonight, live on Elgin, the Toronto-based indie folk artist John Muirhead with special guests Kalan and the Woodpile starting at 7 p.m. Tomorrow, Stray Dog Brewery Company Taproom Concerts presents Ottawa-based folk artist Roy Tillon with the soul of the East and the sounds of the West. He is not just an entertainer, but a performer. The show starts at 7 p.m. In Centertown, the Montgomery Scott Lounge will have Montreal-based electric bassist Mark Deco. Get a chance to see this highly in-demand electric bass player in Canada.
Mark Deco. That's genius. I love that. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. Apparently, he is someone you need to watch out for. Very cool. High in demand for Canadian electric bassists.
Awesome. That is your temporary title here. Otto, what to do report for Friday, March 22nd through Sunday, March 24th. Happy weekend, everybody.
Happy weekend.
I know you love your car, but have you ever bought like a ridiculous accessory for it?
Yeah, I've got hanging from my mirror, and I don't know if it's a car accessory, but I just bought it and put it in my car. But it's a bunny rabbit, which has leopard print on it, wearing underwear and has a mustache. And that hangs from my...
I would say that counts. What made you buy that? Just because it's cute?
Yeah, it was cute. I also bought a blue rubber duck from the Montreal Rubber Duck Store. Well, you know, I love blue and my car is blue and I have a blue octopus that also sits on my windshield dashboard. So I had to get it a buddy. So I went and got a blue duck for it.
Apparently, I've never looked close enough at your car. No, I didn't realize you had all of that going on. Oh, my gosh. And also, I thought ducks were like a Jeep thing. That's, you know, like Jeep owners put ducks in other people's Jeeps.
Yeah, well, you know what? They can't have everything.
Oh, okay.
Jeep gets everything and I'm not.
I didn't know that. I'm sorry. I thought they could. Well, we got some outlandish car accessories that people have acquired over the years. Some of these I've never even heard of. Let's see what you think of these. The Thunderbolt Super Deluxe All-Weather Shield. This dates back to the 70s. So you could either put it on the passenger side or the driver's side. It kind of like sticks in the window. Its purpose was to keep the breeze off your arm. God forbid.
I don't know. It just sounded like the name sounded way cooler than what it is. Like,
it does too, right? Like, why not just leave the window up?
Yeah, I thought that's what they made them for, but who?
I'm going to roll down the window and put in this window instead. It has a better name. Thunderbolt Super Deluxe.
I want to stick my arm out, but I don't want the breeze.
I'm not proud of this. I owned this thing.
Oh, gosh. What is it?
The Sauce Moto Dip Clip. All right, so you like your McNuggets, do you? Yes, John, I do. Well, so do I. How convenient that another voice just happened along for that segment. Picture your barbecue sauce for your McNuggets, etc. You're driving and you want to dunk your nuggets. What do you do? Well, this little thing would clip onto the air vents, just like your cell phone holders today do, and you could put your little nugget sauce container in there and dip as you drive.
I just did not think that there would be such a big market for something like this. But
they saw me coming, though.
They saw me coming. Of course you had that.
Ever heard of the Vruminator?
No, I have not. Probably for good reason.
18-year-old me would have been all over this. Like white on rice. So it plugs into the accessory outlet. I still call it cigarette lighter. And it somehow communicates with your alternator. So it knows when you're revving up, et cetera, okay? So when you rev up, it turns your car speakers into basically a V8 engine sound. Really impressive when you're driving through the market, you know, to go by in your Mini, but sounding like you're driving, you know, a Cougar XR7 from 1970. Well, you never know when you're going to need to fry something or boil some water when you're driving, right, Zoe? I mean, you know. How often do you wish? It was a thing. The Eltron car kettle and car fry. Yes, you could boil water while driving.
That sounds absolutely horrible in an accident.
You got to figure, though, like on summer vacation, there has to be somebody on the highway. They got the kids in the back and the kids are hungry. And they have figured out, because you can plug just about anything into a car these days, we'll just plug the air fryer in and make a hot dog for the kids or something as we drive. You got to know what's going on.
I guess that could be an option, but that's an air fryer. It doesn't have like active grease really in it, but fair. Also would be bad in an accident too.
Fair. All right, this has to be from the 70s. How else could you possibly explain anybody wanting this? The Velvetex.
Ooh,
it's a velvet? Velvetex. It's a nylon-based suede velvet-like covering that you could attach to your car. I'm assuming the dashboard, maybe. Anyway, it gave your car that hairy look. Why would you not want the hairy look for your car?
So yeah, when you were like attached to your car, I was like on the outside. Like, I don't know why I thought someone was doing this to their entire car, but the dashboard makes sense now that you say that.
The only thing I've seen on the outside that would be similar to that, there's a car. It is parked on Carp Road as you're heading south from the Queensway in towards Stittsville. There's a lawn maintenance company, and they've got it's a smart car. And it's all decked out in grass.
So it's and turf. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
What do you think the number one most outlandish car accessory ever manufactured is, Zoe?
Oh, let me just take a shot in the dark here and go with truck nuts.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why? Why is that a thing?
I don't know, but they also started making them for Crocs too. And I'm like, no, this needs to die. It should have been left in the time period that they were created.
Wait, they make them for Crocs?
Yes, they make them for the back of your Crocs now. To, like, you can get them as an accessory. And I'm like, no, this needs to stop.
Today's edition of Yow, your Ottawa webcast, is targeted to our listenership in Alberta. Big plans for the weekend, Zoe?
No, I think it's going to be a very quiet weekend at Handsome House, which is fine.
Nothing
by
wrong
us
with
because,
that. Yep.
Yeah, Easter's coming. It's definitely going to be busy between the three families.
That's right. It's a long weekend next weekend, isn't it?
Yeah. Ooh. And your girl gets an extra long weekend. I'm so excited. I get Friday and Monday with my workplace.
Are we going to skip the show on Friday? Let's skip the show on Friday.
Only if you want to. I'm here for you, though, if you want.
No, I appreciate that. But you know what? I get so little time off. Yeah, let's take Friday off.
Yeah, no, and just, it's totally up to you.
We'll eat all the Easter candy from Frank's, our good friends at Canadian Tire, right?
Yes. Also Hershey, again, for
all
a million time. Yeah. If you are looking for anyone who will be paid in Whopper Eggies as a spokesperson, you found your girl right here.
Especially Zoe, yeah. Especially. I want to say hi to Kathy. She is a listener to the show. She just sent us this invitation. It just arrived as we were talking. So May 8th is coffee for nurses as they come in or leave for work. So between 6:30 a.m. and 8:30 a.m., Kathy is asking, do I know anybody who could provide a sound system and maybe some MC capabilities that would take things slightly above playing music off an iPod? And yes, I do, Kathy. We will talk further, but I feel safe in saying I at least can be there for you. Absolutely.
Wait, which hospital do we know?
That would be the Queensway Carlton Hospital.
Oh, yeah, that's still pretty close. And I'm sure for such a thoughtful and caring initiative that I could probably get a little bit late into work for that.
Yeah, we wrapped up around 8:30. By the time you hug everybody goodbye, it's like 8:40. I'll have you to work maybe 5-10 minutes late.
May 8th, right? Right. Yeah, 6:30 to 8:30. All right, going on the calendar.
Kathy's going to lose her mind when she hears the podcast. Hey, this is what it's all about. Let's connect this community day after day after day. We've had a great week. If you want to hear some of our past episodes from the week, including our friend Janet, we met her from Orleans yesterday, put together over 40,000 pieces in a puzzle. Absolutely amazing. We've had some great stories. Yep. We're at yowshow.ca or just find Yow, your Ottawa webcast, on Spotify.
And if you like what you heard, spread the word. And as always, ta-ta for now.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Okay, I'll talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Goodbye.
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 Bye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.